From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Andrea Mickle reports for Porcupine Soup that Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation admits they have issues with their billing procedures, but does not believe they should get civil penalties from the state's Public Service Commission. A report from the Public Service Commission released in December found its, and I quote, customer information and billing systems was riddled with defects at launch, the go-live, resulting in overcharges and delayed bills for thousands of customers, as well as automatic withdrawals from bank accounts of many customers for multiple months' worth of charges, end quote. That report came after thousands of complaints from Central Hudson customers that led to pressure on state and local officials to do something. Paul A. Colbert, Associate General Counsel of Regulatory Affairs for Central Hudson, admits in a submission to the Public Service Commission that the utility made mistakes. He wrote, and I quote, "The issues resulted in impacts to a portion of Central Hudson's customers, including delayed and inaccurate invoices, confusion, and anxiety. Central Hudson has been humbled by the identification of these issues and the resulting impact on customer satisfaction," end quote. But he minimized the problem, writing, and I quote, "Central Hudson asked that the commission consider that although customers have been unfortunately inconvenienced and justifiably confused by receiving estimated bills, multiple back bills, and delayed bills, customers have not been financially harmed," end quote. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, was not impressed with the utility statement. She said, and I quote, "Central Hudson's response is glaringly insufficient for the extensive wrongdoing and economic hardships they've caused customers across the Hudson Valley. I stand firmly behind the PSC's investigation, the findings of their damning report, and urge the commission to move quickly toward a penalty process that delivers justice in support of ratepayers and a path forward that ensures the full correction of all past billing errors," end quote. Central Hudson has about 309,000 electric customers and 84,000 natural gas customers in the Hudson Valley. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that both Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro agree that there should be an independent investigation after the discovery of classified information stored in the home and former office of President Joe Biden. Ryan said, referring to Biden and former President Donald Trump, who stored hundreds of documents with classified markings at various locations in his Mar-a-Lago resort, and I quote, "Our last two presidents have issues with this," end quote. Biden has cooperated with investigators, while Trump has not. Ryan said, and I quote, "I don't think we can give equivalency when one individual not only refuses to cooperate, but is suing to stop the National Archives from taking possession of the documents. And Biden, who has been cooperative, has taken responsibility and proactively disclosed what happened," end quote. Molinaro agreed with Ryan that Biden needs to be investigated. Molinaro said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "We need to conduct an honest and independent review to understand what went wrong in both of these cases to ensure our nation's secrets are better protected going forward," end quote. Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District, while Molinaro lives in that district but represents the 19th Congressional District. And you can read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that some New York legislators are calling for free breakfast and lunches for all public school students to be included in this year's state budget. New York State PTA Executive Kyle McCauley-Belikopinski said on January 19th, and I quote, "When children are fed and they are not hungry, they learn better, they engage more, they are happier, they are healthier," end quote. A federal pandemic program recently ended, removing access to free school meals for 726,000 students in New York State. State Senator Michelle Hinchey, a Democrat from Saugerties, is sponsoring a bill with $200 million in funding for free school meals for all students in the next state budget. Hinchey said, and I quote, That money that can go to rent, that money that can go to mortgage, that money that can go to groceries for dinner or for the weekends, that's really important money that we can put back into the family's pockets, end quote. Right now, a family of four in New York must make less than $51,000 annually for students to qualify for a federal free or reduced lunch program. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.